This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now 25 seconds into hour three. Thank you for joining us on this 21st day of October 2003. I'm Alex Jones. Coming up, I'll give you an update on the Terry Schindler case, Terry Schiavo case. And we'll get into how it's now going to the Senate. The House passed it to allow the governor to give her a reprieve as if he needed that authorization. But the legislature is moving with a large vote, the majority of them voting to not kill her. That's wonderful news. But it may be too late, folks. They need the feeding tube back in her now if she's got any chance. Also, the Bush family and Hitler, the government murdering Princess Diana, more evidence of that pouring out. More on election fraud and how they're trying to institute national ID cards worldwide under UN control. It's all coming up. But let me take five more calls, and I'm going to go back into news, then back into calls. Take a lot of calls today. Bob in New York is held over from the last hour. One of his friends was signing a contract, a pledge to have a city job. Didn't mention the city, but I've seen these. Austin Police Department, Travis County Sheriff's Department has these. He'd never been a member of a militia, never been a member of a right-wing group. Never been a member of a land rights group, never been a member, basically, of anything decent and honorable. And he's reading a similar thing that's not quite as hardcore as what we have here in Austin. Go ahead and reread that for us, Bob.
Okay, you want me to start from the beginning, Alex?
No, start over.
Okay. I, name, do solemnly swear or affirm that I have never willfully advocated, advised, or taught the doctrine that the government of the United States or any state or any political subdivision thereof should be overthrown or overturned by force, violence, or any unlawful means, that I have never organized or helped to organize or become a member of any society or group of persons which teaches or advocates such a doctrine, that I have never uttered any treasonable or seditious act or acts, that I have never been and do not intend to become a member of any subversive group. And then it has a section for your position, and I can't read the rest, but I think he's probably willing to fax this to you. But this is ridiculous. They blew away seditious act, anti-seditious act, you know, right after the Constitution was ratified. This is insane. This is completely crazy.
Every form of tyranny, every trapping of despotism, every mechanism of serfdom that is in the Declaration of Independence, Legion Squared, is now upon us.
Bingo. Hey, thanks a lot. Keep up the good work, Alex.
Thank you, my friend. Good to hear from you, Bob. Let's talk to John in Texas. Go ahead, John.
Alex, greetings from the Republic of Texas.
Well, greetings.
Hey, you were asking about examples in the media of their propaganda. Dude, I got a beauty right here. In November's Reader's Digest, in the That's Outrageous column, one of the regular columns, there's an article by Tucker Carlson, who incidentally co-hosts CNN's Crossfire.
Yeah, a worthless weasel, yeah.
Yeah, in which he's talking about all of the conspiracy theories that are all over the Internet and all over talk radio. And he's talking about how a lot of people believe that the CIA created the AIDS virus, shipped cocaine into the inner cities, forced Nixon to resign and arranged the suicide of the Jonestown massacre,
and it says, which is all documented.
Right, exactly. And now here it says, I'll just read you this one little insulting paragraph here. It says, none of these things actually happened. Of course, they were hatched and cultivated on the internet and talk radio, both of which function like dating services for the like-minded mentally ill.
Well, after a stint in a FEMA camp and forced drugging, which they're now the Supreme Court's ruled they can do, you'll be more normal. Tell you what, stay there. I want you to read more of that by that twit in the bow tie, that greebling gun grabber, when we return. I'm Alex Jones. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show on the GCN Radio Network, PrisonPlanet.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
I really needed to lose weight. I was tired, lethargic. So far, using the collagenate, I've lost 46 pounds.
46 pounds? With collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Bernadine, tell me about those inches.
Inches off my chest, my waist, my hips, my thighs. I was at about a 20, pushing into a size 22. I'm down to a size 14. People have been telling me I look younger. I've lost 46 pounds with collagenate. It's just one of the best investments I've ever made.
I am so glad that Bernadine took my advice to lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. That was Bernadine's personal experience, and it can be yours next. What are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Call now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. THIN.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Power amasses in fewer and fewer hands. They become drunk on their control and wish to manipulate and engineer societies. And then there's the populations that wish to live in freedom and liberty and raise their children. It's up to us to combine our forces to educate the mass and resist this global tyranny. Talking to John in Texas about propaganda that's in the magazines, the newspapers, the dramas, the sitcoms, it permeates everything. Be aware of it. Learn just how serious things have gotten, the scope of it, the control, the coordination. If you were reading passages by Tucker Carlson, the gun-grabbing socialist from Crossfire, writing a column for the November issue of Reader's Digest. Recap what you were saying and read some more of that.
Well, it basically it's an article about all the so-called conspiracy theories, which are actually conspiracy fact, and talks about how the internet and talk radio function like dating services for the like-minded mentally ill. You want me to go on?
Oh, yes.
Okay, it says, unfortunately, plenty of people buy into the bull. Over half of those polled in a 1997 Scripps Howard Ohio University survey believed the paranoid lie about crack cocaine. Remember the crash of TWA Flight 800 off Long Island, which killed 230 passengers? More than a third said they think our own military shot the plane down. Movies are also in the conspiracy game. Oliver Stone's JFK claims there was a second gunman, maybe a third, who fired at President Kennedy.
By the way, 84% of Americans believe that. See, they're more and more in the minority. They can keep saying the emperor's wearing a fine cloak. No, he's naked.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was a little bit upset about this article until I realized a very simple truth. This article is nothing more than an act of desperation. They're running scared, people. We're winning. So.
They are, but that makes them very dangerous. Don't think they won't release smallpox if too many of us wake up, try to get control of us, but don't think they won't release it if we go along with them. In fact, that's actually holding them back right now.
Well, I'll read you one last little paragraph from here, and then I'll give you a solution to this little problem here. Conspiracism is a relic of a pre-medieval age, a time when witches were assumed to be responsible for ills ranging from famine to impotence. You'd think conspiracy theories would have faded with the moon landing, if not electric light. Just the opposite appears to have happened. Maybe conspiracies are the only way some people can justify their prejudices, the truth be damned. Maybe TV has made us all so dumb that we'll believe anything. Hey, there's one little bit of truth in there. Either way, it's worth remembering that people who believe in witches tend to burn them. I've got a
So, you've got prejudice, you want to murder women. If you believe the government ever did anything corrupt or ever lied to us, you're crazy. Government's always been loving. But wait a minute. What did Machiavelli say about politics and the manipulation? What about the black men in Tuskegee? What about 400,000 women forcibly sterilized? What about the pregnant wives of GIs being given uranium plutonium pills? What about black people being slaves? What about giving smallpox blankets to the American Indians? That's the Smithsonian Institute. I mean, it goes on and on and on. All the crimes we know that they've committed, you know, a trillion plus missing from the Pentagon, nothing's done. I mean, all of this stuff. And then this guy just goes, basically, if you think the government ever did anything wrong, you're crazy, but the government charges people every day with conspiracy to commit murder, conspiracy to rob a bank, conspiracy to embezzle. But again, people in powerful positions, it doesn't exist to have a conspiracy. I mean, again, that's so half-baked. That's written at a 10-year-old level of psychology.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. Do you think people are buying that from Tucker Carlson?
Unfortunately, yeah, I think a lot of them are. Obviously the ones that haven't woken up, but yeah, I have a feeling that our society has become so stupid that they're buying it hook, line, and sinker.
And they tune into 24, and they tune into Threat Matrix, where it's torture people every episode, and oh, that's a good thing. Torture's now good too.
Yep.
Ask these idiots. So Joseph Mengele was good. Thanks for the call. Send me that article. That's interesting. Thank you, John. Everett in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, he's in Illinois. Everett, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
A couple of thoughts on Terry's situation.
Terry Schiavo Schindler has not had her feeding tube removed. She is in a coma. She doesn't exist. You believe in witches if you say they're killing her.
Well, anyway, I think she would be treated more humanely if she was a condemned prisoner about a day away from execution.
Or if she was a horse or a dog, you couldn't do this to her.
That's true. And the other thought is currently she's probably got less of a chance to survive than a person lost at sea or in the desert or the Arctic, because somebody would probably be looking for them.
Well, 7 days, we're going into day seven, without water. I guarantee you there's already been massive problems with her organs. This is just outrageous.
Really,
and how
is.
Dare Jeb Bush, who could have ordered that feeding tube not removed, sit there and cop out to let her die. Now the House has moved, the Senate's moving, and it's just a tragedy.
It really is terrible. Yeah, I can't believe it in this country. I'm almost speechless.
And she was conscious up until yesterday, eyes open, alert, looking around, and the news keeps saying she's a vegetable.
Yeah, that's all you hear. That's all you hear on the media. Well, that's about it. I hear a lot of people in worse situations would be better off than she. You know, when you right down to it,
it's horrible. And what you'll do to the least, you'll do to me. Thanks for the call.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Robert in Tennessee. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
Proverbs 24/11. Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter.
Stumbling to the slaughter. I think that describes America better than any other four or five words I can think of.
Yes, it does. I'll tell you.
What else is on your mind, Robert?
We need to have a big meeting here sometime with you here. That's what we need to do.
What, are you a WBCR listener?
Yes, sir.
Well, I need to come up to Tennessee. I need to come up to Arkansas. I need to come up to Rhode Island. I've got some travel in the future. I haven't set any dates, but I'll be...
We need to have Ron Paul here, too, speaking.
Well, speaking of that, he's got a new gun bill, a bill we can actually vote for that's pro-gun, and I'll talk about that here in a few minutes. Thank you.
We need to get away and do something, all of us.
Well, we are, Robert. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Rob in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead, Rob.
Hello.
Yes.
Alex, Robert calling from Illinois. I'm trying to get down there tonight on a flight. I'm doing all this paperwork. I called the city manager and the mayor and a number of police officers. I spoke to them for some time, and I laid out the criminal and tort liability and evidence that challenges the presumption of fitness to hold office of any law enforcement officer that would not refuse to accept an assignment guarding that hospice under these conditions. My question is, would you be able to conduct a press conference if I can get this mayor? What I'm trying to prove is I'm trying to prove a state of mind. I just had the outside counsel for the city hang up the phone on me. I've got documents served on him. I'm serving them again in four different fax numbers. So that,
well, sir, they have received thousands of faxes, tens of thousands of calls, tens of thousands of email. That's why the legislature moved last night at 10:30 in the evening to vote 68-27 to allow 68-23, excuse me, to allow the governor to quote give her a reprieve like she's a convicted murderer. Now it's up to the Senate. And the governor doesn't need the legislative power. He's the executive. He could have already done this, but he's not. Jeb Bush is pathetic.
Absolutely. What this particular is, though, the Pinellas Park police, Alex, is to demonstrate, to prove, and to get this established, to raise this issue, that they cannot presume that these orders...
just because the media and Jack Kevorkian say killing people's fun, and just because Hitler says it's okay, doesn't mean it's okay.
Right. So I guess my question was, is I'm trying to hook them in with, if we could get some type of a press conference to require, in other words, to get all these positions out into the open, and I've got this whole document that explains the criminal and tort liability.
Well, the family's been given press conferences, and it'd be, you know, if you want to be there and think they'll let you speak, go ahead.
Well, no, what it is it's getting the city manager, the mayor, the police chief, so we can show how thoroughly unfit for office they are and how they have no clue as to what constitutes the burdens of those office. And from that juncture, whatever happens in this, we'll be able to proceed.
Yeah, they do have the public welfare and protecting the innocent and enforcing the law, and this is a big fraud.
Exactly. So my question is, Alice, is there, or maybe you want me to call you back, is there a way we could arrange that you could interview them with these questions as part of that?
They're not going to talk. We've already tried to get the police chief on, the mayor, the assistant U.S. attorney, the U.S. attorney, the governor's spokesman.
You've tried to get all those parties.
Well, okay, they don't talk to me. They don't talk to me.
All right, because what I'm going to do...
It's not magic because I'm on the radio.
All right, I'm going to send you a copy of this, Alex, and what it is to show that they're not going to later be able to claim that it wasn't clearly established what their duty was under these circumstances.
Yeah, well, we need to let them know that it's going to be clearly established that she was never in a coma and that is a complete fraud, and the lawyers and people putting out this fraud need to be charged.
Absolutely. One other thing I was going to ask you for future reference, Alex, and I realize you're under an avalanche of problems, and we thank you for your contribution, but for future reference, I was wondering, and you're already spent, you're exhausted, you got a ton of things to do. If you leave that battle station to go somewhere else, then there's all kinds of evils that get away while you're not there.
Well, that's it. I'm definitely at battle stations.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to call you from down there if I can. I'll give you a report. I don't know what it's going to be like, but I'm trying to get down there as soon as possible because I don't think the Senate, I think that might be
good,
a bluff.
Good. Get down there. Thanks for the call, sir.
Bye, Alex.
We'll be right back at battle stations. We've got more zeros coming in. Kamikaze New World Order attacks, but we are winning the war, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got the A-bomb, the truth. and they can't stop us, and we're unlocking minds. More minds are being freed every day, every millisecond. So energize and engage the enemy at point-blank range.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
About the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like it?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, rug. Your sofa.
They go.
Curtains.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Well, I walk back down. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. I do this show live, and of course, we also have the nighttime broadcast from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. That's 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The websites are premier. They're excellent. They're jam-packed with the info we cover here on this broadcast daily and nightly, updated multiple times daily in many cases. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. You definitely want to check them out. Now, before I go to Rodney and Frank and many others that are holding, here's the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Any news item, any comment, question, want to get involved on air? We've still got a lot of time left here today. This evening, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you disagree with me, go ahead, hit me with your best shot, 1-800-259-9231. But I got to get the news. I'm going to get the news for about 10, 15 minutes. Then for the balance of the show, the last 15 or so, I will take your calls, 1-800-259-9231. The last 5 minutes or so, I'm going to recap some of the top stories of the day, because I know a lot of you weren't tuned in during the first hour about the Bushes and Hitler and the British government killing Princess Diana and a bunch of other really key stuff. But right now, let me launch into more of the news, the Liberty Committee. Okay, this is on Infowars.com, the Second Amendment section. Political action from principal. Ron Paul put this out. Co-sponsors, total 26. Original sponsor, Ron Paul, Republican, Texas, 14th District. Head of the title of the bill, H.R. 3125. No French gun control for U.S., countering U.N. gun control in America. It says it's no longer a secret the United Nations wants to establish some kind of global tax scheme and impose global gun control. If the United Nations can do both at the same time, it will. To make certain the United Nations has a clear understanding of the position of the United States, Congressman Ron Paul, along with 10 other congressmen, introduced H.R. 3125. Where's your Republican Congress? It's constitutional. It's in the Republic. It's what the constituents want. The Right to Keep and Bear Arms Act of 2003. According to H.R. 3125, Congress finds that, one, over the past decade, the United Nations has demonstrated a consistent animus, that is, hatred, to the Second Amendment to the United States. And I would add, they said the Unitair statement from the UN in 2001 was, quote, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Power monopoly of the state is the D word, dictatorship. You owning guns threatens dictatorship. Secondly, in June 2003, the United Nations sponsored a week of action against small arms. And they had that in 2001, too. French President Jacques Chirac and the Socialist President of Nations tax on firearms for various utopian purposes. Four, 2 million largely unarmed people are killed yearly by oppressive genocidal governments throughout the world. And ironically, at the same time, the United Nations was working to prohibit Americans from exercising their Second Amendment rights to defend themselves. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms was called to investigate the illegal possession of submachine gun by bodyguards of the Secretary General of the United Nations, Kofi Annan. H.R. 3125 would prohibit U.S. taxpayer dollars from being used to support or promote any United Nations degeneracy, any United Nations actions that could in any way infringe on the Second Amendment. The legislation also expresses the sense of Congress that the proposal to tax or otherwise limit the right to keep and bear arms are reprehensible and deserving of condemnation. H.R. 3125 was introduced on September 27, 2003, with 10 original co-sponsors, which is an impressive number to start. But let's make clear the United Nations, France, China, and any other country what the position of the United States is. Urge your U.S. representative to defend America's Second Amendment by co-sponsoring H.R. 3125. Well, funny, under Bush's UNESCO re-sign 2 weeks ago, there is over $500 million for small arms control and gun control. Right here in this country. And I went to eat Chinese food, one of my favorite Chinese food restaurants, last night. And there was a little lunchbox, it looked like. It said UNICEF and Unideer. And she goes, oh, my daughter, real nice lady, from public school, we do this each year to help children. I explained to her, and she goes, oh. And she says, I watch your TV show. She took the thing down. I said, no, you know, just please investigate it. I was real nice to her, but I'm literally deprogramming people everywhere. Just this the Baptist Church here in Austin is anti-gun day, folks. UN Day every October 24th. It's out of control. H.R. 3155, call your congressman and say, look, you neocon, you co-sponsor this or I'm going to campaign against you. I'm going to vote for the Democrat because at least we'll know what we've got. We could repeal all these gun laws. Republicans are in the executive, the legislative, and the judicial, and you're getting more gun control, not less.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to talk to you about a serious problem and a number of ways it may affect you. If you have trouble picking up your grandchild, doing the gardening, golfing, or just getting out of bed comfortably, I want to introduce you to a revolutionary new breakthrough called Feels Like a New Knee. The name should tell you exactly why we want you to have the chance to try this remarkable product out for yourself for 30 days at our risk. We have over 10,000 people right now who swear by this product each and every day. They wouldn't get up in the morning without it, and you shouldn't either, particularly when we guarantee it will make a huge difference in your life. It will help solve the problem or you don't pay. Let's hear from some of those 10,000.
It's just absolutely miraculous. It's hard to believe. You've got to try it. Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
For complete details and to try Feels Like a New Knee, call 1-800-442-1102. 1-800-442-1102.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescription.
We've got about 26 minutes left. I'm going to try to just rampage through about 15 different stories. Then I'm going to go to Rodney and June and a couple other patient folks that have been holding. Just rapid fire calls, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We'll get a few other folks in. I want to get to this news real quick, but first, right now, folks, please grab a pen and paper. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait on this. The people you wake up may be the folks that wake up others that turn the tide against the New World Order. That sheriff, that talk show host, that college professor, that lawyer, that priest, that professor, whoever. That preacher. We've got to wake these people up, because if you wake up an opinion maker, you've woken up thousands, tens of thousands, if they're big enough, millions. And that's exactly what my videos do. They're a small, powerful information explosive that blow giant gaping holes in New World Order lies. New World Order's already hemorrhaging to death. That's why they just try to say anyone that questions government is insane. It's insane. It's not working anymore, and people need to know that it's the government that's illegitimate, that's destroying America, that's an outside alien force. They need to understand exactly why they're doing it, what the motives are, who the globalists are, And I can think of no better film than Police State 3 Total Enslavement to cover the history of the New World Order, the PNAC documents of prior knowledge, and the plans for Iraq at 9/11, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Ashcroft's lies, Homeland Security, the concentration camp, police state plans, the cashless society control grid, gun control, government-run white slavery rings, and just so much more. Police State 3 Total Enslavement is 2 hours and 42 minutes long. It is unbelievable. It's really three 52-minute films, 53-minute films in one. You need to have this video. Get it. Make at least 10 copies. Give them as Christmas gifts, birthday presents, you name it. And know your purchase is vital to the continuation of this daily transmission against tyranny. So, my videos are all $25.95, all over 2 hours. Order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, $24 discount if you get four tapes, $30 discount if you get the five-tape special. It goes on and on. The new book I published, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order by Paul Watson. It's incredible. Covers government-sponsored terror, really up-to-date. Bunch of different global examples, a bunch of stuff you won't find anywhere else. Amazing bibliography and research. 1995, 300 plus pages, photos, graphics, diagrams, like 50 of them in there or something. It's ridiculous. 1995, get a second copy of the book to give as a gift, inform somebody, for $11.95 when you buy one. My book's only $12, over 200 pages, covering September 11th. It's Descent to Tyranny, and it's excellent too. Just for the quotes of the New World Order in the first five pages. Go to InfoWars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com, or call toll-free to order at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay. Again, it's up to you to take action. We know it's having an effect. We know we're deprogramming people, but I need those that have made copies of the tapes to keep making copies. Or those that have gotten some of the videos but haven't got the new ones. Get the new ones. Get them out. Get them on Access TV. And if you haven't done anything, take action now. I'm tired of talking. Let's take a few calls and I'll go into the news. Rodney in Texas. Rodney, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing there, Alex?
I don't know. How am I doing, Rodney?
Well, you sound good. I want it to be real brief. Number one, the Terry Schiavo. Isn't it ironic that it was a Bush who signed the Americans with Disabilities Amendment back in 1992 to protect persons?
That's just a way to harass businesses and employers and get federal control. At the same time, they're passing the eugenics laws to get rid of the disabled.
Right, and then you turn around and it's Bush who is denying this lady the right to live.
And the legislature's copping out for him like he needs their authority.
It's all window dressing. All window dressing. And one final point, and I'll let you move on. When the Pentagon announced that they were going to create a Department of Misinformation.
Yeah, the Pentagon Office of Strategic Information, and said, we're going to lie to you, and now we find hundreds of papers with fake letters written home from servicemen by the Pentagon. Are we surprised?
Yeah. Now you just brought up a very interesting point. The public was outraged about the fact that the Pentagon was going to outright lie to us, but they did was just change their venue and use the newspapers, mainstream TV and radio, right?
Well, the Pentagon Office of Information, Strategic Information, said, we're going to lie to you. Their first report, no, we're not going to do that. That was the first lie.
Well, what I'm saying
is... And look,
is,
they'd already been doing it, but I've seen globalists even admit this on TV.
Right.
They call it psychological inoculation. In case they get caught lying, in case they get caught taking over networks, which they've done in sitcoms and dramas and production,
right,
they
right.
admit it so it loses the power. It's like the CIA running drills of flying hijacked jets into buildings in New York and D.C. at 8:30 in the morning on 9/11. When that started coming out on this show with Stanley Hilton, Bob Dole's former chief of staff suing Bush for involvement, not knowledge, of 9/11, suddenly it's in the AP. Yeah, yeah, we were running a drill of flying planes into buildings, and yeah, we ordered NORAD to stand down. It's just an accident. Go ahead.
So I guess my point is, where's the public outrage about the fact that, you know, this the Department of disinformation or misinformation, it's not being ran directly out of the Pentagon like they misled us to believe, but instead all they're doing is just using the mainstream newspapers, TV, and
they always have, but it's so overt now they got to just admit it. So the yuppies go, well, the Pentagon admits they ran the media. What's wrong with that? Torture's good too.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, apple pie, and torture.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's just admitting it all.
Well, that's all I wanted to bring out. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Rodney. Excellent, excellent points. Thank you. June in Mass up there. Welcome.
Jones. Hi. You know, I did call quite a few of those numbers, and I...
Tell folks what you're talking about.
Oh, about Terry Schiavo, and I wanted to say that, and then I forgot. And one, the government office, I'm not going to say which one it was, but this woman...
Well, why not say who it was?
Well, I don't want to have something happen to her.
Oh, they're not going to do anything to you?
No, I mean to that woman.
Okay, tell me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, she was... I said, I don't even know why we need a bill to stop people from starving someone. I mean, it's against the law anyway. Why would you need to sign a bill for it?
I'll tell you what. Let's count to the days, and we'll hear what the woman had to say.
So anyway,
no water Wednesday, no water Thursday, no water Friday, no water Saturday, no water Sunday, no water Monday, no water Tuesday. Imagine. Go ahead.
But it shouldn't even have to be a law. I mean, it is against the law anyway. Why do you, I mean?
Let me count the days up. Let me see. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Man, that's a lot of days. Let me see. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's like six going into day seven. It is day seven.
Well, there's a reason why she's still living. I'm sure it's God is going to do something about this. But anyway, I just said, why would you work for people like that? And I thought she'd get mad at me.
Hey, if I was a police officer in a room with a woman with her eyes open looking at me, I would say, I'm walking out of here. I quit. I'm suing. You can't order me to torture people to death. But our society is so weak-minded, whatever authority says, we lick the boot. We lick the boot up and down. That is the exact opposite of what America is about, folks.
They want their paycheck. But she did say, you know, I don't even believe in all these wars. Well, I said, well, if you're going to keep working for them, at least try to influence other people to think like you.
So did she agree with you about not killing this woman?
She didn't come out and say it. She just said, I don't even believe in all these wars, so I'm sure that's what she was trying to say to me. So, you know what I mean? But they just keep working for them. I mean,
all that's grown is the Fortune 500 got richer, the general public got poor, including the middle class, and government has grown at record levels.
They're into everything, everything. I don't think you can work for any business that isn't controlled by them. But thank you for all your information. It's such a wonderful program, all of them. Sometimes I try to listen in the middle of the night, but I doze off and I don't hear the whole show. And but, I mean, it's really wonderful. I just hope people catch on. But a lot of people are. They just don't know what to do. I think they're just...
Joan, you're a wonderful, caring person seeking for the truth, and you will find it. And you need to just research everything you hear us say, check it out for yourself, and you need to know that they've put a hero archetypal image in our minds. You know what a hero archetypal image is?
No.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's you know, playing the running man. It's the guy who goes by himself for all of us and defeats the enemy and everything's okay at the end. When in history, the truth is the heroes are those that teach morals to their children. The heroes are those that say no to slavery. The heroes are those that grab the whip away from the slave master in the mud pits when Moses killed that enforcer when he murdered an old woman in front of him. The heroes are those that sacrifice for others. Let me tell you something. The heroes are those that have the moral courage to face up against the system and say no against it when all the voices of the media are saying the opposite. And it's you telling folks about websites, calling into radio shows, educating people at your church, making copies of videos, educating yourself, putting a bumper sticker on your car. There's tens of millions of us. We're the majority. They're panicking.
Yeah, I think a lot of people really mean well, but they, you know, they'll
well, it's like the woman with the UNICEF, which is there to murder children, vaccinate them with deadly poison. They've been caught. Forced sterilization programs, and here's the nice lady with her public school daughter, the public schools in Austin, I guess all over the country, raising money for a murdering UN organization. It's because of people's ignorance, good people in power, this evil.
They want to be in, like, you know, that pretend world. It's almost like a Valium brain that they have. You know, they just want to be in that wonderful world where nothing goes wrong.
Their little comfort zone.
Yeah, and it isn't like that.
You know what? People love going to a football game. They love sitting in the bleachers. It's a nation of spectators. And 98% of them never were on the field and don't know that being on the field is 1,000 times better. Just join me on the field. Just get on the field. Get in the game. Thanks for the call. Get in the game of life. Get in the game of history. Get in the game of honor and will and duty and family and decency. Get in the game now. Turn against the system. Turn against the empire. Turn against the false left-right system. The Bill Clintons, the Hillary Clintons, the Sean Hannitys, the George Bushes. Turn against these lying trash. Demand that they repeal the gun laws and control the border and no amnesty for illegals and demand your cities stop issuing matricula cards and accepting them. All right, let me cover final news and then I'll try to get a few final, and I got to recap top stories, but that's coming up. High court to decide right to refuse ID cards, Washington Post. Now, we've got dozens of Supreme Court and federal court and state court rulings that the police can't take you to jail for failure to ID when you're walking your dog down the street, though I've got friends that have been arrested. The only reason the Supreme Court is taking this case is so they can overturn what they've done in the past. You understand that? And then I have articles from around the world where they're doing this, and yes, it's the UN. They're following a UN mandate for a Social Security digit number prefix to control us all. This is admitted. The Supreme Court announced yesterday that it will decide whether people have a constitutional right to refuse to tell police who they are. Without comment, well, it's the Fifth Amendment, folks. Your judge can't make you. See how sick this is? Without comment, the court said it will hear the case of Larry D. Hibble, who refused 11 requests for identification when a Nevada sheriff's deputy detained but not yet arrested him in response to a witness report of Hibble was assaulting someone in his truck. Okay, now they have the right to arrest him, right to take him in, right to talk to witnesses, but you don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to open your mouth. When Hibble refused to say who he was, the officer arrested him on charges of violating a Nevada law, requiring a citizen to identify himself after a police stop based on reasonable suspicion that a crime is underway. Sounds reasonable, but it's not. It's Nazi Germany. And at the same time, BBC. Minister presses ID cards, a identity card system, is the only way employers are going to be able to tell the person is entitled to work in the UK, according to Immigration Minister Beverly Hughes. Now, they admit they wanted to have a national ID card. 80% of people are against it. They're basically rioting over it. So they go, okay, it'll be a national work card or national health card. She says there are currently holes in the system, which mean employers are falling foul of the law by taking on illegal workers, either knowingly or unknowingly. Oh, yeah, and then it's all selectively enforced. That's how they put thumb scanners in here in Texas. Here's another one. London Telegraph. Liberty groups attacking plan for EU health ID card. The European Union took its first step yesterday towards the creation of an EU-wide health identity card, able to store a range of biometric and personal data on a microchip by 2008, approved by the Union Ministers of Luxembourg. The plastic disc will slide into the credit card pouch of a wallet or purse. And now to get the passports are going to biometric, the British passports are going biometric, unifying the system. Oh, man, there's so much. Syria vice president, U.S. backs Israel's acts of terrorism against the Palestinians, and it's just totally escalating. And Israel's got dolphin German subs with harpoon nuke cruise missiles steaming towards right now. Steaming towards, out of their pickup base with the U.S. and the U.K., steaming towards the Gulf and saying publicly they may nuke Iran within the month. Maryland Democrats want outside voting machine audit. This, too, out of the Washington Post. Why do they want the audit? Well, they don't really tell you in the article. Democratic legislative leaders called yesterday for an independent auditor to study problems. Problems? Built-in? Back doors? The heads of these companies admitting it's, quote, racketeering? Maryland's voting machine saying they do not trust Republican Governor Robert L. Elrich, Jr. to resolve the matter on his own. So we got these people fighting over the levers of control. In a letter to the director of the Maryland Department of Legislative Services, Senator Paula C. Hollinger, and Sheila Evans Hickson asked that the agency examine a report issued September by the Science Application International Corporation on security weaknesses in a new computerized voting system the state is prepared to purchase at $55.6 million. And then, again, they don't give you any of the real dirt of why this is happening, that they've been proven to be fraud-based. We'll come back with e-vote firm seeks voter approval, trying to brainwash you, and a recap of top stories. You don't want to miss it.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've got more callers. I'll try to jam a couple of you in, Ed, maybe. But let me jump into news right now. Boy, there's so much of it. E-vote firm seeks voter approval in the wake of concerns raised about security flaws. It's like saying Hitler had flaws. in electronic voting systems, a lobbying group is strategizing a public relations and lobbying campaign to help voting companies repair short-term damage done by negative reports and media coverage. Oh, yeah. Mm. And in a separate and surprising move, companies, according to one vendor, are reversing their long-time opposition to giving voters paper receipts as a way to verify electronic voting results, a change critics have been seeking for months. Oh, yeah, they'll create you a nice little fake record. Nobody will be able to put it back together anyways. Well, that's nice. So they're in a lot of trouble, folks, and the news is whitewashing this. FDA report due on cloning. I read the article, Boston Globe. Basically, cloning's going to be just fine as long as you kill the baby before it gets too big. Polls rebelling against the Patriot Act. New York Daily News. City Council's attacking the Federal Patriot Act is downright unpatriotic. Resolution backed by 29 of the 50 council members contends the act threatens fundamental rights and liberties. A non-binding resolution urges city police to refrain from helping federal authorities with arrest, absent assurance that those individuals will not be subjected to military detention. Yeah, be under the Constitution, Bill of Rights. Also, Richard Perle says force against North Korea only option, wants to go ahead and launch an attack on them. Wants to launch an attack on Iran and Syria, too. Senators see privacy concerns in Pentagon data collection, and it's admitted that the Pentagon is still running Total Information Awareness Network under the name Matrix and under other programs under the National Security Agency. Yeah. TIPS program under a new name, all this stuff. They just, when they bring out a new program, they give an existing program a new name in case there's pressure, then they withdraw it and send another wolf in sheep's clothing. And then recapping, Associated Press reports documents Bush's grandfather directed bank funding Hitler. And it's a big whitewash, but they admit, oh yeah, he ran most of the Nazi stuff, but he didn't mean it. And Princess Diana in a letter said that she feared she'd be killed by her car being tampered with, and it looks like now she was threatened. She thought Prince Charles would have her killed. These articles are on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Chauffeur's father said his son didn't even drink or smoke or use drugs, that the secret police falsified all that. Why didn't they let her get to a hospital for over an hour? They killed her in the car. She was pregnant with the Arab's daughter or her child, and they're not going to put up with that. Also, Bush met in the Asia-Pacific summit with Vicente Fox and says they're going to go ahead and get blanket amnesty and open borders. Let's take one call. Who did I say was up first from Utah? Ed, go ahead, sir. You're our tail gunner. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Listen, a couple quick things here. I don't know if I caught that first hour caller or not. Were you talking about the Mr. Wheeler case out of Baltimore?
Well, I have talked about that, but go ahead. We're almost out of time.
All right, yeah. And the other thing, did you get a message concerning Ted Sampley?
No, I didn't.
Ted Sampley of U.S. Veteran Dispatch out of Kinston, North Carolina. He's got a lot of information on John Kerry. He's one of the original founders, Alex, of POW/MIA. He's a fulcrum in the Vietnam Veterans Movement, but he's got a lot of political information. And I think one of your secretaries there has some information on him. If you want, I can hang on after the show.
If she's got it, I'll read it. Okay.
And one last thing there. You brought up Sean the neocon. Keep in mind, he was syndicated September the 12th, 2001. And when you look at what the American Free Press has reported on Rupert Murdoch and his long ties to Mr. Lowy, the Israeli that came from Australia, they were longtime friends in Australia, Alex, with Ariel Sharon, no less. So
yeah.
I think we're starting to see British MI6, as you point out, with the CIA and the Israeli Mossad being the trio that we need to be looking at.
Okay,
here.
We're out of time. Thank you. Thank you, Ed. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Be there. Tell your friends and family. And back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because...